Can you guys take anything from the success you had against Bradford last year?
Not really. You know, every game is a new game. Every year is a new year. He's on a new team. You know, new year. You know, but what I can say, he's throwing the ball well. You know, just the early glimpses I've seen at him. You know,
different than he looked last year.
He looks comfortable, which is hard to say when quarterback only been here for a few weeks. You know, in a new offense, new team, but he looks comfortable. You know, he doesn't look like he's thinking too much. You know, he's kind of going through his reads, his progressions, pretty much on time, and he has a lot of weapons to work with.
I was gonna ask you, when you watch him at all on film, can you even tell that he's a guy who's only been there for a couple of weeks? Does
no.
he look like it?
No, but I mean, he's a vet, man. You know, he's played a lot of football in this league. You know, he's been in the league for a while now. You know, he's always had the reins. You know, he's always had control over the offense, and you know, he's always been a playmaker. You know, people give him stuff all the time, but who's not, you know, criticized in this league? You know, and I think he's doing a pretty good job at it, especially like I said, coming in a few weeks now. You know, taking the holds of this offense, and everybody's kind of looking for him. You know, you lose the best running back in the league, you lose him. One of the up-and-coming quarterbacks, you lose him. Now everybody's looking towards Bradford, you know, and I think he's doing a pretty good job.
Is it tough to study them in that sense? Because Sam, I don't think, played the first game, and AP got lost, like, midway. So they right. really basically had three different offenses for three
right.
straight weeks.
Well, not really. You know, I wouldn't think the offensive coordinator put too much on him, as in, like, change too much of the offense. But they have some ties of one of the coaches from there, from used to be at Philly, you know, so maybe – little correlation with the Philly offense, but I don't think they're going to go too far away from what Minnesota's always run.
Does it look like Kyle Rudolph is kind of becoming like a safety net blanket for him in that offense?
Oh yeah, definitely. And Rudolph's had, you know, Pro Bowl seasons, and you know, he's showing that this year again, you know, that he's that Pro Bowl caliber type tight end, we got to be concerned about him.
Is there one thing that you guys have to look out for with their offense? One thing you got to go in and say, you know, we got to limit them here.
Big plays. I know big plays hurt us last week, and we can't continue to allow, you know, 7-plus big plays to any offense, you know, especially this one. You know, Diggs do a great job on the outside, and, you know, 82, like you said, he's not only just the safety blanket, but, you know, he can stretch the field as well.
It seemed like in the first two games you allowed three passes of, you know, 20 yards, and I think it was only one big run. I mean, what happened against Washington where they had the seven?
Well, I know one play was a tough play, the touchdown play. DRC had good coverage. You want to call it a catch, not call it a catch, but, you know, some people were out of position, safety on that play. You know, we were undisciplined last game. It showed up in the penalties, and it also showed up on defense, giving up big plays.